Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Business Roundup Talk Show. If you are an entrepreneur, small or large business owner, or are thinking about pursuing a business venture, you'll want to be a part of this show. We will spotlight guests from a variety of business genres around the nation. And now, here's your host, speaker, author, and business owner, Donna Page Riley.
Well, good afternoon, happy Monday, happy President's Day, and welcome to the Business Roundup Show. Today is Monday, February 20th, and we are broadcasting live from the lovely, wonderful, and warm city of Atlanta. I'm your host, Miss Donna, and of course, I know most of you are familiar with the What is Etiquette Anyway show. But I am so excited about this business roundup show as well. And of course, this particular show, you'll be able to hear from business owners around the nation, and they're going to continue to provide you with the expert information and advice and inspiration as well to help motivate you. If you'd like to join the conversation live, the number is 347-324-3295, or simply send us an email to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com, missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. And I see some of you have already sent us information when we did our e-blast. So thank you for that, and we'll certainly be getting to each and every one of your questions. Well, once again, I'm so excited to bring on my guest. I've known both he and his wife, May, for many years. And I would like to welcome, I know it's President's Day, I'd like to welcome not the President of the United States, but the President of Shamar Consulting, LLC, Paul Benitez. Paul, how are you?
I am doing fine. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm so excited to have you on to be able to share some information. And if you would, for those who may not be familiar with you at this time, can you just kind of tell them a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Again, my name is Paul Benitez, and the company that we own is Shamar Consultants. It's a web design company that allows for us to provide services that would help either small to medium-sized companies to establish a website presence. What we do is we create websites, we consult with our customers, our clients, and we try to bring some information to them to say this is what you can do to enhance your presence on the internet. So basically, that's what we do.
And it sounds like you make companies look good. Is that fair to say?
That is so true.
Wonderful. Well, listen, if you would, if you can kind of explain to people why really should they even have a website?
Sure. What happened is with the website, it really legitimizes your business. We're in the age of social networks as well as the internet that we communicate with different people. I used to work for a company, government agency, where if they were trying to procure any type of services or contracts, the first thing they'll do is they'll look at their website to ensure that this is a legitimate company. And legitimate, just meaning that do they offer the services or provide the products that they need. And so it's very important to ensure that you have all the information that people can actually get, or if there are additional information that you cannot provide on the website, then at least leave a contact number or an email address so they can get in contact with you.
Okay, sounds great. And it sounds like, in essence, you just sort of help companies look good. How about that?
Oh, definitely, definitely. That's a nice way of saying it.
Wonderful. So let me go ahead. I'm going to go to one of our first questions here. It says, Ms. Don, I've listened to your What is Etiquette Anyway show for 3 years and always get great tips from you and your guests. My daughter just started a business and has a website but wants to upgrade soon. Is this something your guest does, or would he prefer to only handle sites he built from scratch? And that comes from Joseph in Conyers, Georgia.
Oh, thank you. Well, Joseph, we do both. It all depends on what type of site the website has been built. For example, there are several different types of websites. There's one, not to get so technical about it, but there's one called HTML, which is where you actually code the information that you need. The others are, they have web builders like Wix or Weebly, where you can drag and drop your information that you need. Then the other ones, which is where I really specialize in, is something called Contact Management System, or CMS. That's where you find other types of sites like WordPress or Joomla or Drupal in order to excel the websites and to enhance it. Just to tell you briefly, WordPress, about 20% of the website people use is WordPress because it's very easy. If you can understand Microsoft Word, then you can be able to type in the information you want, and you can drag and drop and put the information that you want with different types of extensions or images. I prefer Joomla, which is what I use, because it's geared for businesses. And so if there's some other things that I want to add as a perk to say, oh, wait a minute, we can translate in language for your website, then that gives me the ability with using Joomla. And then the last one is Drupal, and Drupal is more for programmers or coders that wants to code their particular site. So it really, with Joseph, it really depends on what type of platform that you're using. And one of the questions that I'm going to discuss later on in the show is, what's the difference between getting a website builder like Wix or Weebly or getting a web design or web developer to do your site? Good question.
Yeah, thank you for that question. It's a great answer. If you would, go ahead, Paul, if you would, just go ahead. This will probably be a good time to talk about what those differences are that you just mentioned.
Okay, great. Well, I want to start with something very basic, which is getting a domain and getting it hosted. What happened is domain name, I don't want to assume anything, so domains are just more or less the name of your website that you want to call it. Most of the times with domain names, you want to give it something that is very simplistic and it has your brand, and it's going to have something that deals with your businesses as well. So, for example, when you take a look at www.google.com, Google is the domain name. If you take a look at pagesetiquette.com, then pagesetiquette is the domain name. And you want to be careful on how you choose your domain names. For example, I had a client. It was actually a church. And with that church, the church was named the Church of the Holy Testament, and Church of the Holy Testament, and they wanted to use that name as a domain name. But I suggested that you really need to make it very simple, something that it will be catchy, and don't put in words that people would misspell. For example, the word holy, spell H-O-L-Y, but they may type in W-H-O-L-Y. Or testament may be something that's kind of hard, so as far as spelling. So you want to keep it as brief as possible for the domain name, because domain names are more or less something that people will know and remember. Remember that domain names are more or less names that the computer, for human beings, can recognize. Actually, computer uses numbers. It's almost like your cell phone and your contact list. You may not remember a person's telephone number, but you wrote down their contact list in your cell phone that is I have Ms. Donna, and Ms. Donna is associated with the respective telephone number. And the same thing with the domains. And that's why you want to make it as simple as possible as well. The next thing is the hosting. Hosting just means where were you? Somebody has to have a server where it's going to be open up 24/7 as far as having the computer being able to access any inquiries. And hosting comes with different packages. For example, there's GoDaddy, there's JustHost, there is Bluehost, there's so many different ones. And to figure out which ones that you want to use, it really depends on the expenses and the design and the interface. There are several companies that will actually host your site. However, it really depends on how much they charge. Some people may charge less, at least $5 a month. Others will charge $20 a month. So you want to take a look at what kind of expenses that you want to pay for that. And then the next thing is you want to examine, okay, should I really get can I get something that's kind of free, so to speak? And I'm from the old school where nothing is never free. There's something that you have to deal with sometimes. For example, I used to use a long time ago, not to say a name, but there was a company that had it free. However, what they would do is that they would put in your domain name with their name too as well. So, for example, and I'm just making this one up, if you go with Yahoo and they offer you a free one, then your domain name might be pagesetiquette.yahoo.com. And usually, whenever you have a hosting or a website, you don't want to include somebody else's information. Or if you deal with Yahoo, and again, I'm just using that as an example, they may have banners and different things that will come onto your screen, and that just takes away from your business itself. And so you really have to take a look at those specific aspects whenever you do, and whenever you really want to utilize a website.
Wow, great information. And listen, I am so sorry, listeners, that I did not ask you to take notes or be prepared to take notes or something, because Paul is giving and will continue giving so much great information when it comes to this part of the technology. But let me just let you rest assured that you will be able to go back and listen to the show in its entirety, because it will archive, and I'm sure you're going to want to hear this information again. This is really great. So, and Paul, of course, you just made it clear saying that if they say that they're going to give you something free, it really isn't.
That is true.
So, yeah. Wow. So it's something that you're going to have to do. Here's one that says, Ms. Donna, I would prefer to call in, but since I'm at work, I'm sorry about that. I decided to send a message. Please ask Mr. Benitez if he could talk about the different types of website commerce, et cetera. I'm planning to start a business, and I will need something simple to start with. And Ms. Donna, thank you for your shows. This comes from, I hope I pronounced this right, Carabea, I think, Carabea Franks. Thank you for that. And I hope I pronounced your name correctly.
Good question. Whenever you want to have a website, the most important thing is to plan. And you have to plan ahead, just like you would do with anything else. If you're going to decide that you're going to get a job, you would plan to say, okay, will I get a government job, a hospitality job, and then or a supermarket or a hotel retail type of establishment. So you have to plan to say, where will I go and who do I'm going to talk to in order to get that job. And it's the same thing with the website. With the website, there's several different types of website. There's one that's called information only. If you are like a nonprofit agency and what you want to start up is I want people to know about my website, then you're not really going to be selling anything, and then you want the information only. To break it down, most websites is really comprised of 4 or 5 pages. The first one is the home page, which is very important. The home page, what it will do is you have to ensure that people will take a look at your site. So it has to be exciting, or it has to be something that people will say, oh, wait a minute, I want to learn about something else. Statistics shows that you have the average user only look at a website 5 to 10 seconds before they make up their mind in order to do it. So it's so important to have that home page where it's going to be something that people will say, well, I want to know a little bit more about that. And in today's time, people are used to showing something like TV. So you want to not have videos per se, but you want to have images that really depicts what you want. The second page that you really want is something about yourself. You can call it, you know, about pages etiquette. Sorry, Doc, for using you as an example. But you want to say something about you, about us, or about you, to say, okay, this is my vision, this is my mission, you know, something that talks about you, your particular one. The next one you want is a contact us page. It's very important that you want somebody to say, okay, I can click on this button and I can send a brief form, or I know what the person's email address or phone numbers. So those are the three basic ones. The other two is going to be, am I selling something? And if you are going to sell something, then you want to consider something called e-commerce. That's where you're going to sell something, and what you want to do is to be able to use some type of payment authorization service like PayPal or something, so that way they can go ahead and people can submit their credit card and you'll be able to get the money too as well. And then if you are selling services, and let's say your services are just more or less information only, that you can join this or volunteer, then, and part of it is you want to have a donate button, so that way people can donate to your cause. You can do that as well, which is part of e-commerce, but you want to make sure you have that. So with those type of pages, and depending on what site that you want, it really depends on what is it that you want, that you're having, and each site is completely different. I've done a site for a barbershop, and one of the things with the barbershop, which I did not realize, is that if you have a barbershop and a hair salon, there are so many different types of styles, you know, updos, braids, and what have you. So you have to ensure that you want to show the different things that you can do, because there's so many barbershops and hair salons that you want to be unique, and you want to have a discriminator about your business as well. So to answer the question, more or less, it really depends on what is it, but you have to plan in order to say, these are the things that I want to either buy or sell, or just information only, and having that information, having that history of knowing this is what I need, it has to have some planning. Then once you can plan, then you can execute it by having the appropriate website. And then if you're wanting to get feedback, you know, you want to make sure that you have some type of utility or extensions that somebody can, you can capture what they want, so that way you can say, oh, how did you hear from me? Or was it from a friend? Was it from a colleague? Was it from a website? So that way you can market whatever information that you want. So hopefully that helps understanding that it's not a one answer for everyone. It's just all depending on your business and what you want to do for that website.
Great. And I'm looking at another message, which basically I believe you just answered. It says, Ms. Donna, please ask your guest if he can explain if there is a certain amount of pages I should have, or how should I determine this? Thanks for your show. This comes from Carol in Dayton, Ohio. Okay. And I think you just pretty much kind of explained that, right?
Right, exactly. It really depends on your business. There's no one set pages. Like, for example, I also specialize in the one-page website. And the one-pager means that you can click on one button and it will scroll all the way down to the next section. And so as opposed to you click the About Us and then the About Us page shows up, or if you're going to click on Contact Us, the Contact Us page. So it really depends on what you want to sell to determine the number of pages you want. But at least 4 to 5 is the starting point. And then And if you want to do more, it's really up to you. And sometimes one of my motto is less is best. So if you can concentrate on what you want to say in less words and more images and more pictures, it would be advantageous to you as well. Because, again, people don't like to read as like they used to do as much. They'll read as something that's specific what you want. But if you can get the curiosity working with the minimal amount of images and text, then that can it can enhance the opportunities for people to call you to say, okay, I really like this product. Can you tell me what it is? And websites are nothing more than another means of communication, like we do with emails and social networks as well. Good question.
Wow, and thank you for that, Carol. So in case you all are just joining us, you are listening to a special Presidential Day Business Roundup show. We are speaking with the president and the CEO of Shamar Consultants, LLC. He is educating us about websites, domains, hosting. And in case you're thinking, wow, this guy is just extremely knowledgeable, well, actually, he is, and he explains it so well because he is also a trainer. So he talking about, and I'm going to talk about you for a minute, Paul, and your company. Paul has been my webmaster forever and a day for my PagesEtiquette.com workshop. And, you know, he's very good. You can look at that if you'd like. And he's very good. He's very detailed. He's very patient. So those of you out there thinking, okay, this conversation is a little over my head. I don't know what a domain is. And, you know, how do these people know to ask these questions about the hosting or how many pages? No worries. Okay. Paul's very, very patient. And I always tell him, too, his customer service is just great. And I ask him, just recently, not too long ago, I think it was, Paul, that you kind of made some revisions to my site. And my site was up for several years. I really didn't want to change it because it was just so great and wonderful. And then I asked him, I said, well, wow, how in the world do you improve on perfection? And so I just, you know, like I said, he does a great job. So I can certainly recommend him. To you, we are going to take a real quick break, and then we will be right back in just a moment.
There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease, a disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800, 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously. Welcome to Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC. Pages Etiquette Seminars, formerly Pages Charm and Modeling Studio, has been serving and enhancing the confidence of both children and adults for over 20 years. From public speaking workshops to business over lunch sessions, we continue to assist you in meeting your personal and professional goals. Other seminar topics include Dress for Success, Girl Scout workshops, customer service, and parenting workshops, name only a few. One of our training resources used is What is Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book is enjoyed by children of all ages. In addition to our workshops, our What is Etiquette Anyway? Live interactive radio talk show gives you an opportunity to ask questions and share comments. For additional information, to schedule a workshop, or to purchase our book, please go to www.paigesetiquette.com. PETIQUETTE.com. www.pagesetiquette.com. Pages Etiquette Seminars is making the world a polite place to live. Welcome to MissDonnaSpeaks.com. Believable is the first word that comes to most clients' minds when describing Miss Donna's voice. Friendly, refreshing, sincere, trustworthy, and smooth are also accurate adjectives. The mission is to provide the voice you need to help make your message stand out from the rest. Miss Donna is available for script writing, on hold and phone messaging system, business presentations, live announcing, commercials, audiobooks, documentaries and e-learning, corporate narrations, and more. Whether you are a brand new business, existing corporation, or entrepreneur, MissDonnaSpeaks.com is the right choice and voice for you. Customers are so busy that many times they don't have a lot of time to visit your website, but they will take 30 to 90 seconds to click and hear your commercial. Reach customers quickly with your professionally written and produced commercial, and not only will they be impressed, but also excited to do business with you. Your project will be delivered on budget and on time. www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Contact Miss Donna for all of your voiceover needs. www.missdonnaspeaks.com. That's com. Make the best choice. Hire Miss Donna's voice. Welcome to Shamar Consultants, LLC, and thank you for taking the time to visit our site. Did you know that having a professional website can help you increase sales? So now ask yourself this question: can I afford not to have a professional website? By combining the creativity of our designers with the precision of consultants, we develop custom solutions that achieve results and expose you to thousands of new clients. Shamar Consultants is committed to developing successful business solutions. We believe a great custom website should provide a great online and user experience, improve your professional image, keep your audience informed, increase your business inquiries and revenue, allow your client to easily access your product information, and work proficiently. Whether you need a small personal website or a big corporate portal, Shamar Consultants will provide you with an innovative Web 2.0 solution. We are always prepared for any non-standard request and ready to come up with a possible solution. ShamarConsultants.com. www.shamarconsultants.com. www.shamarconsultants.com. This commercial was produced by MissDonnaSpeaks.com, MissDonnaSpeaks.com.
You are listening to the Business Roundup Talk Show. Email your comments or questions to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. or call us at 347-324-3295. Now back to the show.
Okay, we are talking with the president and CEO of ShamarConsultants.com, Mr. Paul Benitez. And we just heard your commercial there, Paul. And I know some people are wondering if you could probably just kind of reiterate what that perfect website should include. I know we heard it run in the commercial, but in case people were trying to take notes and jotting things down, just can you kind of tell them exactly what, you know, those points, highlight those points again, if you would.
Okay,
Paul.
Okay.
I think we had a little difficulty there, but if you can start over, yes, and letting us know what are some of those great points, highlighting points a website should have.
Okay, great. Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. The type of business solutions and services that Shamar Consultants provide, as well as what type of information that you want from your website, is that you want to provide a great online user experience. What that means is that if somebody goes to your site, you want to make it very easy to click and navigate to your pages. You want to make sure that the information that you want to talk about is succinct and really help you with your business, as well as being able to click. Like, for example, I had a site that this particular person wanted to do an assessment survey of a website. And so rather than having a whole bunch of words, because people, when they see surveys, they really don't want to be writing a lot of different things. So what we did, we worked together to consolidate a lot of what they call radio buttons or checklists, things that people can just click and say, yes, this is what I need. And also give the option that if you want to add some more additional text, they can do that on their own. So you just want a great online user experience. The other one that you want to do is to improve your professional image. Many times, the particular pictures and the images that you're using needs to reflect the message that you're trying to portray. For example, I usually like to use, royalty-free images because they're very clear. Sometimes people will take a picture on their cell phone, but it's not clear, or they'll have a picture, but as soon as you grab and expand it to drag it to make it bigger, it gets kind of distorted. So you really want some really quality pictures for your website. So the better the quality, the better it will look like as well. Another thing is that you want to keep your audience informed. I noticed that even in the news, back in the days, their websites that for different news was different until CNN came around and USA Today. And now the format has changed for everyone, where you want to be able to say, okay, I want to look at a video. I want to look at what's local. I want to know what's going on with this particular industry. So you want to have pertinent information, but very easily to be able to access, for the user to access exactly what you want. Then you also want to increase your business inquiries and revenues. The way you do that is that depending on what you want to sell, you want to make it a lot easier if you want to sell a product or provide a services. And then if you want to add some particular inquiries to say, okay, if you want to know more, click here, you can do that as well. Another thing to take a look at is I call extendability and scalability. Sometimes people, when we create a website, it only have 4 or 5 pages, but as their business grows, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I need to add more information. I need to be consistent on what I'm adding. And that's where you can get a web designer or a developer to provide the aspects of what they want. And I can give you one example. I did a website for an attorney, and she told me that she does immigration. And so what I've done was to create, well, I didn't create it. I was able to get an extension that allows a user to change the language of the website. So if you speak French, then you click a button, and now the whole website is in French. The same thing for Russian, the same thing for English to go back and forth, same thing for Spanish. And so that type of user experience would be great. So that way, she had people from different countries and they didn't speak English that well, but then they were able to go ahead and change it with a click on a button so they can see exactly what they need as well. So you want to be able to scale your website depending on the needs that you have. And the last thing I want to also talk about is looking down the road. What you want to do is to make sure that your information is pertinent. For example, you want to make sure your information is secure. Secure means that there's so many types of scams going on, or something called phishing. I'm not sure you heard of that term. Phishing is where somebody will send you an email, let's say from a bank or let's say from doing your taxes, and they'll say click on this particular button, and then you click on it, but you go into their site. They just copy their logo and things like that. And what I do, because I'm a trainer, I usually show to, or inform people that if you're looking at a site, how do you know it's legitimate or if that's the case? I can give you a good question, a good example of IRS. The IRS would never call you to say you owe me, you know, we owe some money and what have you. They always correspond. So if you see a website saying that, okay, go here and input my information, those are the things you need to stay away from. So you do want a site that is secure so people can't hack. And I do also employ some anti-hacking tools in order to ensure that it's not as easily. You can never cure hacking because things keeps changing as far as how people are trying to run scams or do malware or adware. And those are just viruses that people get on their system as well. Going back to what Ms. Donna mentioned before, I came from a background where I was doing computer support for major companies, just talking on the phone. And then I got so good on the phone that I decided to do some training, and I started teaching in the classrooms. And normally with an application, after a while you can see that people have common questions, and I would try to tell them how to do things. So I believe my discriminator for my business is the ability to say, okay, this is where I know you'll get this particular problem, and these are some possible solutions in order to resolve that problem. And so having a friendly person to talk to, as well as a knowledgeable person to talk to, I remember in my classes, one of the things I always start off with as an icebreaker is there are no silly questions. You can ask me anything. I won't embarrass anybody, but there are some things that even I don't like to go over somebody's head, but I don't want to bore people who's knowledgeable as well. So I have a knack of figuring out, okay, what kind of information you need. And so there's no silly questions. So that going back to what Ms. Donna mentioned before, to have that knack and incorporate that in the website as well is one of the discriminators for my business. But those are the things that I just want to mention about Shamar Consultants as well as the websites, that these are the things that you need.
And I could certainly, I want to go back to something that you just mentioned, because this personally happened to me. I received an email about a renewal coming up. And I said, well, I thought I took care of this like a month ago or something. And I remember I forwarded it to you, Paul, and I asked you if this was legitimate or whatever, and it wasn't. So, again, having someone that you can communicate, because it came through my website, and since he is my website developer, then, you know, quite naturally I forwarded that to him instead of replying back to answer to something that was not even legitimate. So, and I really applaud you on that as well, because that's additional customer service when a lot of times, you know, we just don't receive great customer service. And I'm going to talk about that on another show, but I just wanted to applaud you again, Paul, for what you do. Really do. And in case you all are just joining us, we're talking to Paul Benitez from Shamar Consultants, LLC. You will be able to go back. If you've missed any part of the show, no worries. You'll be able to go back and listen to it in its entirety. Here's something that says, Ms. Donna, please ask your guests, being a male, do you prefer creating sites for male business owners or female business owners, especially when it comes to image? And that's a pretty good question.
Yes, it is. That's a very good question. Actually, it doesn't matter whether it's male or female oriented. Some businesses, they cater for certain types of individuals, but your website is going to relate information. So it doesn't matter what race, what religion, what type of gender that you are in order to do that. You really shouldn't discriminate for providing information that you need. one of the things that I do talk about is who is your audience whenever you create your website. If your website is, if your audience is going to be for millennials or youth, then you want to make sure it's pretty easy. I've done a website for an after-school program, and I had to make it more like what children would like to take a look at. And just to show you some trends or talk about some trends, some of these websites now have videos or have images of cartoon characters as opposed to having a particular person or what have you to talk to you. Because images like cartoons or something like that, that let's face it, some of these cartoons or animations, I should say, are more or less different and changed. I was looking at Shrek the other day. I mean, it's been around for a long time, but I was thoroughly entertained, so I can see where a young kid would like it, and an older person can respect it too as well. One time my wife and I, we went to see another movie, an animation, and I felt guilty because of the fact that I'm a grown person, grown man, but I like these kid shows, but the animations are just as good and entertaining. So to answer your question, no, I don't discriminate, and you shouldn't really discriminate because you don't know who's looking at your website. If you're going to do a site for adults, then I don't do adults website per se, but adults, which means pornography and things like that. I don't do that. But adults, they want to be able to understand because the adults are the ones paying for the services and not the child who's trying to say this is, I have a lemonade stand or something like that as well. And so, and I do recommend certain things as well, like music. You know, some people get turned off if they hear hip hop or rap music in the background, and some people say, okay, I need something that's going to be compatible or soothing music or something with a nice beat, but you know, that type of thing. So there's a lot of different considerations you have to, keep in mind, and it really depends on the consumer because they're the one who's representing themselves. But that was a very good question.
Yeah, and thank you, Sarah, for that. And I can say that the other half of Shamar Consultants is his wife, May, and she has a great eye, and she certainly, you know, talks, you know, they discuss the websites too. So I know, I understand the question, and Sarah, of course, we know she's a female because her name is Sarah, so she's probably trying to think about whether or not she should have a male versus a female develop her website. And so that's probably the angle of which she did this question, and I do understand that. But so just wanted to let you know that May plays a part too. So Sarah, no worries. Mm-hmm. You'll be in good hands. Two set of hands, okay? Again, ShamarConsultants.com. You can certainly take a look at his website as well. You mentioned music. I remember, Paul, when you first created my website years ago, when you clicked on it, had music, and it was just really cool. And I know one person told me that she looked at the website at work, and the only thing she needed to do, she wasn't aware that music was going to start playing. So she had to turn the volume down real quick. And, of course, you know, she probably shouldn't have been looking at it at work, but we'll talk about that on another show. But we're glad that she looked at it. but anyway, you know, the different effects and things like that on the site, which is really, really good. Here's one that says, well, let me see if I can pick up a call. Extension 4835. 4835, hello. Extension 4835, hello. Okay, they may be just listening, which that is perfectly fine. Let's see if I can pick up another one. Extension 7020. 7020, hello. Okay, they could be listening, and that is just fine as well. Okay. All right, Ms. Donna, I'm excited about your new show and have listened to the other archives. My son is a sophomore in high school and is interested in becoming a web developer. Is there special classes he should take to be able to be a successful web developer like your guest? Thanks for reading my question. Also, thank your guest for the answer. Okay, and this comes from Bill Moore.
Okay, thank you, Donna. Hi, Bill. I just wanted to mention that as far as what type of courses what you should take, there's many different types of websites that will allow you to say this is what you need. Having kids, well, they're older now, but having teenager kids, especially in high school, where they will try to decide what I'm going to major in, there's a site called, well, hopefully I can say online.net. What it is a site that gives you information about all the industries. So if you type in information such as web design, it will not only tell you what are the different types of skill sets that you have to have, but it also will tell you how much income that you make. I remember my daughter, she wanted to become a nurse, or then she wanted to become a computer analyst like her dad. And I said, nothing's wrong with being a nurse, but what I did was I went to their online.net, and I said, okay, this is how much a nurse makes in this particular region, and this is how much a computer analyst makes in that particular one. And so she went with the computers because it was like, I want to make more money than what that is. Nothing wrong with any occupations, and you don't always have to take a job only because of the money, but you have to do it for desiring what you like. So as far as there's different schools too as well. I used to preach when I was teaching, even at a college, that college is not for everybody. And these days too, when you owe so much money, it's like maybe I should take I should go to a 2-year school that specializes in a particular one, a particular information, and then I can expand so that way I will owe a lot of money as well. So again, it's almost like you got to know exactly what they want. With web design, there's so many different types of people that does web design. There are developers that if your son likes to do programming, then you may want to take a look at what kind of programming language that they want. When I was starting out in the business, I was taking Fortran and COBOL, and those are old school. They don't do that anymore. And so things keep changing all the time. People like might want to say, I want to be a UX or user experience background. And the online.net website, what it allows you to do is take a look, but they'll say these are other type of positions that's close to it as well. It's almost, if I could use this analogy, it's almost like I want to go to school being a teacher. But what type of teacher do you want to be? You want to be a math teacher, a science teacher, a physical ed, or dealing with gymnastics or music? There's so many different ones. So again, you want to take a look at what types of particular aspects of web design and try to gear whatever you like to do or whatever your passions. There is a big demand and for people who like videos. I know the young people like to play their videos and what have you, and you could be a video programmer, and there's a need for that too as well, and you can go to a 2-year school, or you could go to a 4-year school, or you can do the 2 years just to get started and then go to someplace else. So it really all depends on the what they want to do and what they feel very good about too as well. So I just want to share that. But that's a very good question.
Okay, great. And thank you for that information. Again, I always say that this show is designed to inform and educate, and you're certainly getting both this afternoon. If we are going to be right back, and we're going to ask Paul to just share with us some closing thoughts of anything else that he would like for us as listeners to learn. So we'll be right back.
Welcome to MissDonnaSpeaks.com. Believable is the first word that comes to most clients' minds when describing Miss Donna's voice. Friendly, refreshing, sincere, trustworthy, and smooth are also accurate adjectives. The mission is to provide the voice you need to help make your message stand out from the rest. Miss Donna is available for script writing, on hold and phone messaging system, business presentation, live announcing, commercials, audio books, documentaries and e-learning, corporate narrations, and more. Whether you are a brand new business, existing corporation, or entrepreneur, MissDonnaSpeaks.com is the right choice and voice for you. Customers are so busy that many times they don't have a lot of time to visit your website, but they will take 30 to 90 seconds to click and hear your commercial. Reach customers quickly with your professionally written and produced commercial, and not only will they be impressed, but also excited to do business with you. Your project will be delivered on budget and on time. www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Contact Miss Donna for all of your voiceover needs. www.missdonnaspeaks.com. That's www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Make the best choice. Hire Miss Donna's voice. Welcome to Shamar Consultants, LLC, and thank you for taking the time to visit our site. Did you know that having a professional website can help you increase sales? So now ask yourself this question. Can I afford not to have a professional website? By combining the creativity of our designers with the precision of consultants, we develop custom solutions that achieve results and expose you to thousands of new clients. Shamar Consultants is committed to developing successful business solutions. We believe a great custom website should provide a great online and user experience, improve your professional image, keep your audience informed, increase your business inquiries and revenue, allow your client to easily access your product information, and work proficiently. Whether you need a small personal website or a big corporate portal, Shamar Consultants will provide you with an innovative Web 2.0 solution. We are always prepared for any non-standard request and ready to come up with a possible solution. ShamarConsultants.com. www.shamarconsultants.com. www.shamarconsultants.com. This commercial is produced by MissDonnaSpeaks.com, MissDonnaSpeaks.com.
You are listening to the Business Roundup Talk Show. Email your comments or questions to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. or call us at 347-324-3295. Now back to the show.
Okay, we are back with Paul Benitez of Shamar Consultants, LLC. We're going to get ready to wrap up our conversation. This has been such an informative show. Paul, thank you so much for that. I have one final question here. It says, please ask your guest if he is local or does he consider contracting web clients in other states? Thank you. And his name is Paul as well.
Oh, thank you. Yes, Paul. Doing websites, because everything's on the interactive, I usually do things local, but I don't need to have, like, face-to-face. I mean, we can always go through Skype or something like that if they need to as well. It's always good to have somebody that you can talk to that's local, but doesn't mean that's something necessary. I've done sites for some people that lives 200 miles from here, and it's just a matter of sending the kind of information that you would need. So location is not a particular issue as well because of the fact that once you take a look at the site, for example, when I do my sites, what I would do is I would create a dummy area so that way they could actually take a look at it in progress so they can say, yeah, I kind of like this or I don't like that. And once the site is done, then I make it live as well. I know the time is getting close, so I just wanted to share five different things whenever you're looking for a web designer or a consultant, or actually more a web designer or getting your site done. First thing is, does the designer style match the way I like my site look? So you want to take a look at the designer's portfolio. And if you go to my site, you'll see quite a few sites that I've done. And you want to take a note things like the colors, the layout, the logos, things like that as well. You also want to know about when you, whoever developed your site, is that what includes within the pricing? Does that mean that you just pay one price for design and development, or that means that this is for the whole nine yards, so that way you can budget accordingly? The third thing is looking at the maintenance and upkeep of your site, and do I need to hire someone? Sometimes when developers, they do their website, they don't, they have to, they should include maintenance because of the fact that there's something else could be enhanced or take away or updated for whatever reason. So you want to make sure that the maintenance and what the upkeep, you know, of their pricing would need. Then you also want to have different mock-ups. If you're going to design, you have some files that you want, and so that way you want to know that, do you have your own logo? Do you want the person to create the logo? What kind of font, which is the style of the print, things like that as well. And the last thing is, will the designer be available if of revisions or changes that needs? And that all depends on the cost. So if you hire someone, you want to say, okay, I need somebody to maintain the site for the next 3 to 6 months. How much do you charge? Can I call any time? Or if I have to create a new layout, which is different from what we initially talked about, how much would it be? So in essence, you want to take a look at those respective things to ensure that the upkeep of your website. And thank you, Donna, for allowing me to be part of this blog radio show. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, well, it's been a pleasure. I know we said, I do want to get this last one in. It says, can you give some general ballpark figure pricing?
Great. No, that's a good question. That depends on, most sites are like from 500 to up to 2,000. It's depending on the site. I've done one site for less than 500, and I've done another site that had actually 75 pages, and I had to charge a couple thousand dollars too as well. The more pages that you have on the site, then naturally it goes up and it is different ones. So it's kind of hard to determine because you don't know a particular page what is needed. For example, if you have a page that you want to have a survey done, then it takes time to what kind of information, that type of thing. So it's a lot of work that has to deal with what kind of information you need. So, but the range is from 500 to 2,000, depending on what you need.
Great. Okay, well, thank you all for listening. To contact Paul, you can certainly go on www.shamarconsulting.com. Is that right,
Paul? Well, actually, it's Shamar, right? It's with an S. So it's spelled S-H-A-M-A-R, and the word consultants with an S.com.
Wonderful. And thank you again, Paul. This has been a great, just a wonderful, informative show. Please say hello to May for me, your wife. Tell her I said hello. Everyone, thank you so much for listening as well and being a part of this special President's Day show, the Business Roundup. We ask that you would continue to just spread the word and ask others to tune in as well. Together we can continue to help inspire and educate others to operate in their businesses and in their God-given gifts while making an impact on all of our communities. I always like to say, write the vision, make it plain, and run with it. Thanks again for joining us during this midday show. Have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. Take care, and God bless. Good night.
You've been listening to the Business Roundup Talk Show. Thanks for listening and join us again next time as we hear from another exciting business expert.